Penny Droppers. I have just arrived in Sydney and I'm really excited about it. I'm here for a week of work with my business partner and sister, Lucy Byrne. Hey, sis.
Hey.
And we've just been to our accommodation. We've dumped our bags and right now we are doing something that I always do whenever I arrive in a new place, particularly if it's a place that I'm not that familiar with. And you know what? I reckon that we all need to do a version of this thing that I'm doing right now whenever we're invited to be interviewed or before we pitch to be interviewed. But I reckon less than 50% of us actually do it. And I'm wondering if that's you. But before I explain what I'm doing, insert wild suspense, even though I know you've read the title and you're probably onto it, but come on, let's play along. Before I explain what I'm doing, I'd like to explain what happens if you don't. And it's the story of an email. An email that is similar to many emails that I get and possibly many that you've sent. Not long ago, I got an email from Rod, not his real name. No, I don't know Rod. I had never had an email from Rod before, but Rod was keen to be a guest on my podcast. And I knew this because the subject line said something like potential podcast guest intro. Now, when I was at the radio station, my inbox used to be full of these media releases, pictures from people who wanted to be on my radio show. But since I've been an independent podcast producer, I get less of them. But at the time that I got this email from Rod, I was producing three different podcasts on quite niche subjects. And I'd just put out a call to my network asking for referrals. So I was sort of hoping that he might be able to fill one of the spots. And then I opened the email. And I've got a bit here to read you of what it said. It says in big bold letters up the top, why I would be a good guest for your show. Rod continues, I believe that discussing the power of handwritten notes would be a fascinating topic for your audience. Okay, Rod. And then he carries on for a little bit more and he goes on to say, I can also share my own experiences as a former athlete and sales professional that have shaped my entrepreneurial journey. I believe my background and expertise would provide valuable insights and actionable takeaways for your listeners. Righto, Rod. The podcast that he was pitching to is called Rule of Thumb. It's about sexual assault and domestic violence, so I doubt it, Rod. Now, the lesson here is don't be like Rod. Clearly, Rod's pitch missed the mark. And while I get it, a lot of people use the scatter gun approach. If you spray enough pitches out there, surely one will hit. And maybe it did for Rod. But to me, and now to you, Rod will forever be a bit of a dick. All we know now is that Rod doesn't care about me or my podcast, and especially not my audience. What we know is that Rod cares about himself and his own business. I will not be referring Rod to anyone to appear on their show. Now, even if you do want to use a scattergun type approach, I reckon there's a better way. A way that will make sure you end up in front of an audience where you belong, sharing valuable and relevant insights. Which brings me back to what Luce and I are doing right now in Sydney. What are we doing, Luce?
We're doing a recce.
A recce. Okay, so what's a recce?
A recce is a reconnaissance. It's when you arrive at a place and you try to understand your surroundings. You understand what you're going to do, where you're going to go, what you're going to eat, all of the good stuff about the new place. But the most important thing really is where you're going to eat.
It's always where we're going to eat. And that is what we're doing. We're having a look around. We're seeing what's here, what we need to know before we make any of those decisions. And if you could continue doing that, I will meet you wherever it is you find for us to eat shortly, because I've got a little bit more talking to myself into the microphone to do before I get there. Now, I reckon there are three things that we can do before an interview that will make for a great recce. First job, grab the popcorn and become the audience. You need to get to know the show. And I know that this sounds obvious, but most people don't do it. And I think that's because we get so busy preparing our own content that we forget to care about their content. And I reckon it's a really useful reminder that being a great guest is less about what you know and more about what they know, they being the host and the audience. So you need to have a listen, watch or read the last three things that they've put out there. Now that might be episodes, it might be shows, it might be social media content. Get a feel for the tone. Know how they interact. Understand the themes and topics that they like to talk about. It'll be super useful in your pre-interview communications, but also how you turn up during and after the interview. Become the audience, get to know the show. Second job, know the front row. Now, for Aussie music fans, you might know the reference here. Aussie band The Hilltop Hoods have a song called The Nosebleed Section, which is on repeat in my car at the moment, thanks to my nine-year-old. And I love their first line. So the lyrics are, "This is for the heads that's loving the mix, my people in the front all covered in spit." Now, the Hoods know that if you're in the front row at their concert, you're likely to cop a bit of spit. They know their audience. And as someone who is going to be on stage or behind a microphone or camera talking with an audience, we need to do the same. What are they experiencing? What are they thinking? What do they need? Like maybe a towel to wipe off the spit. A really simple activity that you can do to get to know the front row is called an empathy map. So this was originally developed by a guy called Dave Gray. I've got an adapted version that you will find linked in the show notes. You'll also find it on my website. And just by taking 10 minutes to do this, you'll get to know the front row and you'll get in tune with the audience. And when you're in tune, it means you can't be tone deaf. So know the front row. And the final job, I want you to have a current affair. So the single fastest way to get a journo interested in what you've got to say is to talk about current affairs. If you can, link your topic with something current and you will get a second date for sure. So spend some time getting up to date with the news and the big issues that your audience cares about right now and then link that to your work. And that's a recce. Be the audience, know the front row, have a current affair. And do it all before you start preparing your stuff, which is what we're going to talk about on the next episode of The Penny Drop. I'll go through another three things to help you map out your content based on your recce. Now, a couple of things before I go. If you're thinking, I need to write this down, no, you don't. I've done it for you. Everything from this podcast gets a bit of polish and ends up in a weekly note from me. So if you want to save yourself the hassle, you can just sign up and the notes will end up in your inbox. You can do it at my website, pennyterry.com, or find the link in the show notes. Finally, I know this episode has been way longer than 5 minutes. And if you'd like to complain about that, please don't do it in a podcast review. That's just for the good stuff. And yes, this is my very subtle way of using the art of suggestion to get you to leave a review. Seriously, I will be forever grateful. And so will the people who find their way here because of you and your review. Speaking of reviews, that is my cue to check in with Luce and see how her reviewing is going of the cafes and restaurants in this area. I'll talk to you next week.